Good morning. Today I will speak about Luke 15. I don't read everything. It's visible at the beamer, and I'll explain what it means in my life and what it can mean for your life. And it has to be clear that we know that we are sons and that God loves us, that He always will give His love. I will start with a short prayer, for I believe that the Father will use me for Him. Lord God, our Father, thank You that we are together as a church and that You have called me to share Your word. It is You who gives me the words, and I reach out to You that Your words will flow. Open the ears, open the hearts, and also of the people who are listening at home. Luke 15:11-13 is about the lost son. In the Bible, it is written that the youngest one is leaving his home, but also the eldest son was lost. For at the moment that the brother came back, the lost son, the older brother is angry. And often when something is happening in our work, in the church, that you are angry. But when you are brothers and together, then you grant it to another one. There's no jealousy. And this lost son who came back to the father and lived in sin, he came back. And his father was waiting with his arms opened wide. And the father always is waiting with open arms. Although Jesus is telling this story, he still had to die and to get alive again. But always the Father had open arms from the very beginning onwards, when heaven and earth were created, until Satan came. Often we hear two voices, the voice of God and the voice of Satan. Yeah. Adam and Eve had got the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But just by eating that, the connection with the Father was lost. But the challenge is that the Father always, also in the Old Testament, challenges us to turn back, to come to Him. The Father is love. It's the devil who is telling you, listen to me. But you have to fight against it and to say, stop, I am a child of the Lord. Jesus Christ died for me. I'm bought and paid for. He has done everything. And we have to think about it. If you watch The Lost Son, I always watch The Lost Son. And I speak about the youngest brother now. When I was 22, I was drugs addicted. My mother had big troubles with me. I left the house. And I took my heritage as youngest son with me. And I gave everything for getting drugs. And at the night, I ringed, I came at the door at midnight at my parents, for I knew that they loved me. I then was ringing at the door. I knew that I had to go to the hospital. And my father opened the door, and immediately his arms were opened wide. And my father went with me to the hospital, and I was very ill. But I felt his power, and after a couple of hours, still things were going wrong in the hospital. And I had to walk at stairs. But my father went before me and he determined the speed. It was slowly. And I came to rest. But my eldest brother, he was not angry. He came with me at my bed. We were brothers. Please, brothers and sisters in the church, care for each other. And I asked my brother, will you put your hand upon my heart? And in that way I fell asleep. It was also the last time that I had that heavy drugs. And there was temptation also after that. I still had to fight. And still, I hear the wrong voice in my ear. But every time, I will say no. And then every time you say no to Satan, at least he will leave. When you are born again, and then you say every time, Lord, here I am. Sorry, Lord, I'm so sorry. I will honor you, I will praise you. And so, gradually, I started to serve the Lord. And he revealed himself more and more to me. This is a lesson for us all. Not everybody on earth had a good father. But God is the great God. He is the father you can follow. And he has love. So reach out to him. Bless your own father. Father in heaven, always is standing there with arms open wide. But Jesus in this part still had to die at the cross. And what I said, we are bought and paid for. by Jesus. Jesus died for us. He went to the cross. He suffered. And he died. He went into the tomb. But what is so special, he rose up again. John 3 verse 13. I went to the cross for you and I rose up. And the most important is that you know it with your heart. Jesus died for me. Everything has been done. Everything in mercy, not by my own works. Good things are good, but you have to know what is mercy, that the Son of the Father died for us and rose up for us, so that we straight away can worship the Lord, the Father. Shortly I go back to the moment of the creation. There we got the rulership, like Adam and Eve. But at the moment that Satan gave that temptation, we lost it. But God had a plan and prophesied in Genesis 3, from the seed of the woman will come what will break your head. So Satan knew that something had to happen in future that would make lose him his powership. God said, I give a flood. At that moment, Noah was touched. God spoke to him, and Noah remained. His heart was with God. He knew his father. Later on, Abraham had the same. He had the love of God. Constantly he was searching for the Father. There was much hate and impurity among the people. But Abram had a covenant with the Lord. Later on Moses, when Moses was born, all other children were killed. But he survived just with Jesus, like with Jesus, with the birth of Jesus. And although there was much witchcraft, but you can read that at Pharaoh, the snake, actually the stick of Moses, ate all the sticks of the witches. When I go to Sudan next month, there is much paganism. There are idols. When Jesus was born, Herod killed all the other young children that were born. Jesus survived. And the first 30 years, Jesus lived pure. And after this 30 years, he was baptized. And the Holy Spirit came upon him like a dove. Then there came a voice from heaven, and the power of the Lord anointed him. After that, his ministry was started. And he did miracles and signs and healings. He went to the desert. And also there he was tempted by the devil, like Adam and Eve. But he knew, when I trust my Father, I will conquer. And everything that Satan offered him, he stopped it. He didn't want it. It's so beautiful that Jesus started to do miracles. The kingdom of Satan was attacked by him. Demons were wiped out from people. And also he sent out 12 disciples. And Satan was angry about it. And he decided to kill Satan. Satan decided to kill Jesus. But Jesus was pure. He was without stains. And when Jesus died, the first thing was that he went to the altar in heaven. And when the curtain was broken, the curtain in the temple, he proclaimed, "Everything in heaven and earth is under me." The Lord conquered, had victory over Satan. But he also made disciples. Christians are like Jesus. And when you are like Jesus, yes, you are a Christian, when you are born again. The lost son came back, and his father waited for him with open arms. And he first said, "I've sinned against heaven and earth." And the father said, "Give his coat to him, and shoes, and a seal ring." In our culture, a seal ring has not so much value for us. But in other cultures, and also in the Bible, a seal ring had the meaning that you was under your father. And then you could buy everything that belonged to the father. God has so much blessing. It's up to us to discover all the blessings of the Father. There's so much more. Take the Bible. This is the medicine. I remember that I was working together with my father in the past, and he made a joke. He said, "I went to the doctor and I got a bottle. But he came back, and the doctor said, "Did you take your medicine?" He said, "No, for at the bottom was written, 'Keep it tight, keep it closed.'" The Lord stimulates me to write. He blesses me with writing. Although I'm almost analphabetic and I'm dyslexic, when you call upon the Lord, He will bless you. I've been in a wheelchair, but the Lord touched me. And I heard the voice of God, stand up and walk. And at first I didn't do it. Lord, what do you say? But the Lord repeated it. And I stood up and I walked. And then I started to read the Bible, to read, praying, reading the Bible, praying. And I can say heaven is opening itself for you. You get revelations. I was in a wheelchair and today I'm bringing the gospel. The Holy Spirit is working in me. I am connected with the Lord and I will bless you with that. You see what is happening on the earth, earthquakes. Let us shout that in America people are worshipping already for 10 days. It developed under the youth who was hungry. Jesus Christ died for you. And the seal is to fight here. When you have the Spirit to let you baptize, people that can say, shouldn't you wait a moment? Don't be baptized because of what your father and mother say, but because of the Holy Spirit. When you are baptized, you are going under water, you die, and you rise up in Christ, and all your sin is washed away. You are stainless. You are a child of God. And then there's prayer for you to stimulate the Holy Spirit in you, to get the fire, so that you can do signs and miracles. And Jesus is saying, go. First, Jesus did everything with the 12 disciples. And when Moses came back from the Sinai mountain, he had 2 stones with him, and 10,000 died because they were feasting like Sodom and Gomorrah. But at the Pentecostal day, the Holy Spirit came. Jesus came later at Peter and forgave him. And Peter, the same Peter, said at the Pentecostal day, people here are not drunken, but it's the Holy Spirit that has been poured out. And 3,000 people came to believe at that Pentecostal day. They all got the Holy Spirit and they were baptized. And I will challenge you, think about your life. Do I belong to Christ, in Christ, by Christ? And Jesus is not at the cross like in the Catholic Church. He came off the cross. He rose up for you and me. And I will bless you with that. You are sons. Also the ladies, everybody here is a son of God. We are the bride of God, the bride of Jesus. I will bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.